Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Every Monday at this time, we connect with Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So, it's my fault. I had totally meant to talk with you about this last week. And before we get to all the news, and there was plenty to get to this week in law enforcement, I wanted to get your opinion on this whole MSTU issue in Santa Rosa County. The county voted to basically fund the long-existing, pre-existing MSTU for law enforcement with 2 mils of county tax money, which is going to go directly to you guys. And the only weird thing about that is that then you had Milton opt out. Well, I mean, they're opted out by default because they're a municipality. And Gulf Breeze also opt out. They both did it slightly differently. You know, one raised no taxes internally. Milton raised 1 mil of taxes internally. But from your point of view, neither one matters, except that it's, I think, about a $5 million revenue loss to the county because City of Milton and City of Gulf Breeze residents are no longer going to, are not going to be paying into that MSTU. And I just wanted to ask, like, did people talk with you about this? Did they ask you your opinion? Did you talk to the county? And does this matter for your budget? Or, I mean, I just want to know, because you're going to be doing policing in the city still. You're obligated by statute to do it. And I had not heard the sheriff's perspective on this.
Yeah, it's disappointing that they opted out, you know, but there's nothing we can do or the county can do to force them into going with the MSTU. So it is what it is. And as for asking me about it, the county did call a meeting. I sat in with the county administrator and we discussed it. And the MSTU is going to be only for law enforcement. So regular ad valorem will still be paying for all corrections and all the courthouse and all the civilian staff. So this MSTU is just for the law enforcement side of the house.
So if it's 5 million, if I'm wrong about that number, tell me, your budget's not going to change just because people aren't funding the MSTU. I assume the county is still going to pay you what they're going to pay you. And so,
yes. You
know, no change really from your point of view, right?
Right. Other than the fact that if I want to hire new deputies or anything like that, I have to raise the millage, which, you know, is something obviously I don't want to do.
Okay.
But it is what it is. If I need more deputies, that's what I have to do. And of course, as I've told you before on the program, we need more deputies. I mean, we're at like 1.1 per thousand. I think the state average is like 2.8 per thousand. So we're not even halfway. So I don't know what the future holds. I mean, this is something new for me as well. I mean, I've never had to deal with an MSTU until now. So we're going to have to see how it plays out.
Okay. And I mean, here in Escambia County, we have one. It's about 3/4 of a mil in the county. So, you know, it's not unprecedented in the area. But last kind of question on this is, I know legally you guys are going to do what you're supposed to do in the city, but does it create a weird... I don't know. It seems weird. Like, we're not going to fund you, but you're supposed to still do everything you're supposed to do in the city, in the cities.
Yeah. And then, you know, to put it bluntly, that's the way it is. They know that we're forced by statute to, you know, go into the cities and do the stuff we need to do. So that's why they opted out, I guess, because they know there's nothing we can do about it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I wanted to know, because I had wanted to talk to you about it and wanted to hear your perspective. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Turning now to law enforcement matters, we had a homicide, which is relatively rare, on Pinto Avenue, right?
Yeah. From Okaloosa County. And let me preface that.
I'm sorry. We lost you there for just a second. Can you start over? The phone sketched out on us.
Yeah. It was a sergeant for the corrections division over in Okaloosa County. And I'll preface that by saying the sheriff does not run the jail there. That's run by the Board of County Commissioners. So he's not really what you'd call a sworn officer. He works for the commission.
Okay.
And he, his, I guess, live-in roommate got in an argument over something. We don't know exactly what yet, but ended up shooting her 3 times and killing her.
And so, okay, so that was Barbara Dietert, who's the deceased, age 41. Curtis Johnson, the 47-year-old who you've arrested for the homicide, he's a CO in Okaloosa County?
Sergeant, yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And, so, I mean, you know, domestic things happen all the time, but anything else that we know about this or any, I mean, you know, you've got evidence, you've got a confession, no confession, can't say. Sheriff?
On a, yeah, can you hear me?
I can. It keeps, every time you answer me, it takes a second. I'm not quite sure why. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, he is currently in our jail with no bond on second-degree murder charges. So, okay. And that could get upgraded by the state attorney. They could bring it up to first after looking at all the evidence. So, but right now, that's what he's in jail on.
Okay. And second versus first is primarily a matter of premeditation and then yes. aggravating factors for whether the death penalty would be on the table or not on the table. Do I have that roughly right? That's correct. Okay. All right. Hang on for me for just a second, Sheriff. We're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents to report to you right now. I-10 eastbound right around the Highway 29 exit. We're seeing some delays there just due to construction. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Like I said, I'm not sure why we're having phone issues today with Sheriff John. It's weird, too, because when he starts to talk is when it's messed up in the beginning. Sheriff, you guys also were involved in the investigation into the teacher in Gulf Breeze who has been alleged to have been involved in some kind of a romantic relationship with phones and all that. Is there any part of this case that you can elaborate on for us or maybe your role in it? Because it seems like it started with Chief Hawthorne and the Gulf Breeze police and then it kind of migrated to you guys. Is that right?
Yeah. We basically took it over and made the investigation, made the arrest. So, yeah, and it's just the only thing I can really comment is on what's already been put out. We do have phone information and things of that nature that definitely link them together. So,
okay. All right. And I know, you know, Chief Deputy Tift had put out some information on this as well. Another case that we've been reporting on this morning is Matthew McChesney, who's now been arrested from out of state on a warrant related to child pornography, right?
Yeah. And unfortunately, we get enough of this. This is, I mean, it's sickening, the child porn that goes on. But it just seems for a county of our size, you know, 220,000 people, we have an awful lot of it here. And we make arrest pretty much every single day on child porn charges, whether it be out of state or in state or our charges or whatever. It just seems, excuse me, that we have an inordinate number of them in our county for some reason. And it's kind of disgusting, but
yeah. I know the Justice Department had shut down a dark web site that they said had 120,000 visitors. When something like that happens, is there a way for you guys to see whether there's a decrease in traffic, decrease in behavior, or is it just a drop in the bucket because there's so much of this out there that people are consuming?
Yeah, it's a drop in the bucket. And literally, it's probably not even a drop in the bucket, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. That's how prolific it is. It's just there are so many millions and millions of images out there, and they're being traded, downloaded, sold, and it's horrific. And it's you know, we try to do as much as we can, but if we focused 100 officers on that a day, we could make I don't know how many arrests, but they could do that for a living all year long and just arrest people. That's how bad it is,
man. It's so discouraging because I know that whenever you go to do the stings on trafficking or people looking for minors or this, it's just you never come up empty. It's so frustrating. 911 service is back on for the county last night, I think. Verizon came back online. Is that right?
Yep. It came back online. And that happens every now and then, especially with storms coming through.
Yeah.
It'll go out, but we're pretty blessed. Verizon and AT&T, we use both of them. They, if one goes down, we can use another, but they are really good about, they know how important it is to get us back up and running immediately. So we're pretty blessed in that area.
One of the other cases, you've got a bunch of HVAC thefts on Bluebell. Is it construction sites? Is that what this is?
Yeah, it's construction sites. And I tell you what, it's, you know, it's kind of, it's weird. It kind of goes with the economy. When times are getting a little rough, you know, thefts go up. And when it comes to construction thefts, man, oh, man, we've been getting hit hard lately. And it's not just HVACs. They're taking all kinds of stuff. But, so I would say this, you know, we're upping all our patrols in, you know, when you see a subdivision being put in, We're upping our patrols at night in there, and sooner or later we'll get these people. But yeah, they're pretty prolific right now.
I assume you guys go to the secondary market. I'm sure you go to the pawn shops, but also like scrap metal and things like that. I mean, all the places where people would sell this kind of stuff, you're on the lookout.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times what they do is they'll hit us. They'll be from Alabama, and they'll hit us, and then they'll go back to wherever, Birmingham or whatever, and sell it there, and which makes it pretty difficult because a lot of times they don't have the serial numbers and stuff. So we can't even put them in the computer. So that's what makes it even more difficult catching them.
Is this an opportunity for better interagency national cooperation on something like that? I mean, you know, I talk to Jimmy Petronis all the time. Is this, I mean, you do too. I mean, is this something where we could, where the feds could really help clamp down on the interstate trafficking of stolen merchandise like that if there were some kind of a, I don't know, nationwide database? I mean, you know, I'm just thinking out loud, but is there anything like that that doesn't exist now that could exist?
Yeah, I think we got that covered. But the problem we have now is the federal government, as you know, has their interests in other areas right now.
Yeah.
And they're pulling from all the other agencies. So if people say, well, ICE is doing everything, well, yeah, they're doing a lot. But so is FBI and Marshals Service. And, I mean, they're pulling from everywhere to get this ramped up. And
okay, so we're losing staff because they're being drawn for other purposes and funding also.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And that was one thing if I wanted to tell you. You know, ICE, we became a 207G, which 287G, which basically means some of our deputies can serve warrants for the ICE federal warrants.
Mm-hmm.
They have to go through a program, and then they can serve warrants. And we've got 30-something. I sent out an email to these guys saying, come work for us. Work for an agency with integrity, and we'll pay you $50,000 bonus. That's what they did. Sent
wow.
it to all the deputies, 287 qualified in the state of Florida.
So they used it as a recruiting tool for them?
Yes. After we stepped up and said, we will help you, after they asked for our help.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Wow.
We're here from the government, and we're here to help.
We're here from the government. Yeah. We're here to bribe you and poach your employees. Wow, that sucks. Okay. All right. I don't know what else to say about that.
Oh, yeah. That's
last news note is your deputies were at a structure fire and before fire got there and rushed in to help some people. Is that right?
Yeah. And we get first because, you know, they have to gear up and everything. And we're already on the road and sometimes we're right around the corner. So this happens, I won't say regularly, but it happens, you know, a couple of times a year at least. And, I was so proud. Our guys ran right in, didn't wait for fire. New people were in there, went in there, got them out. So, I was very proud of them. One of the deputies had a little smoke inhalation, but he returned to work, so he was good.
Well, that's great. We'd heard one of these stories recently with one of our other agencies. I'm trying to remember where it was, PPD maybe. Like you say, you guys are there faster immediately, and unfortunately, you don't have all the equipment, but, you know, you got to save lives. You got to save lives.
Yeah.
Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe, keeping us informed. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Monday.
All right. Sounds good.
8:22 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need to get a roof done or, you know, you're thinking about selling a home and you got to replace the roof, whatever the case may be, if you've had some kind of a claim or, you know, whatever, or it's just getting to be time because, you know, these things happen, especially these days. Brian Ward founded Quality Roofing Solutions 19 years ago, 2006, and has been doing roofs ever since. And they've done, I think he told me they've done about 10,000 roofs in that time. But in any case, they got about 1,000 reviews on Google and are a 4.9 out of 5, which is amazing. Their philosophy is, look, we'll return your call. We'll talk to you. We'll answer your questions. You don't know this industry. That's fine. We're not going to assume you do. And we're not going to treat you like you're dumb if you don't. We're just going to be people. We're going to do what we say we're going to do, and we're going to provide a great roof. We're going to stand by that and give it a lifetime warranty, which is unheard of. But that's the way we work and try to cut costs. You know, we're going to make photos available for you. I mean, by cutting costs, I mean like having a warehouse here so they're not dependent on supply chain issues or vulnerable to it, or having, you know, roaming vans that go around to the job site with supplies that they scan in and out so they know the exact cost of anything, like that kind of stuff. That's really smart to save on labor and make them more efficient. They're doing QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 15th, in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
You will hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Gulfwinds Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000.
This year, help us raise funds for supporting our childhood cancer patients with a lit laser.
Special thank you to our champion sponsors, including Walmart and Sam's Club.
Thank you.
And our hope sponsors, Belcor Commercial, LLC, and Penair Credit Union. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Excuse me. I believe you have my stapler.
I was told I could listen to my music at a reasonable volume between the hours of 9 and 11. 826 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, this is kind of funny. Fox has a headline there. Chiron, ICE launches push to hire 10,000 new officers. Yeah, apparently, according to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, they're trying to poach local law enforcement after they got them signed up to participate in helping ICE implement, you know, either detainers or when you notify them after the deputies. Man, that's scuzzy. I don't like that at all. All right, let's see. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still rolling accident-free and actually right now delay-free. I'm seeing everything's looking good on I-10, I-110, 29, 9 Mile, all looking good this morning. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning. White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett defending President Trump's decision to fire the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics following a weak jobs report on NBC's Meet the Press. Hassett echoed statements made by the president questioning the accuracy of the report, which said the U.S. economy added just 73,000 jobs last month, which was well below estimates. The Gifford fire eating up acreage in California. It burned through about 50,000 acres. Right now they've got it 3% contained after it started on Friday northeast of Santa Maria. The flames are threatening about 360 homes right now in Santa Barbara. And television actress Lonnie Anderson, who shot to stardom playing the receptionist at WKRP in Cincinnati, has died at 79 years old. Outside of acting, she was also well known for her marriage and divorce from Burt Reynolds.
Absolutely. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, quick look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar. We have a pretty significant thunderstorm that is heading our way, heading northeast. It is off in the water right now, but the edge of this storm, overcast and some rain, sort of maybe a light drizzle, is on us now. But over the next, what would you say, John, 2 hours maybe or so?
Yeah, I would say that, yeah.
And after what we saw yesterday, holy smokes.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, that was
yesterday
a
was
lot.
Nuts.
Yeah, it was intense downpour yesterday. 437-1620, 437-1620. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home and you need good advice, you want somebody who can tell you what's normal, what's abnormal, what you do and do not have to agree to. Because, you know, people make all kinds of demands when you're selling. and they say, oh, you need to replace that water heater. And you're like, right. And you know, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leaven Reinke Realty can be like, no, yeah, you actually need to replace the water heater. Well, why? Well, that's the kind of thing that happens these days. Or they'll tell you, no, you don't need to. It's 5 years old. You're good. I mean, the point is the market has changed quite a bit, especially around insurance in Florida. And you know that, but like the particular implications of that when it comes to, you know, whether it's a roof or whether it's a water heater or whether it's an air conditioner or anything else, those are the kinds of things that people are sometimes asking about. And you might be able to ask if you're buying a house, you know, you might be able to get them to replace something on them as opposed to on you. So ask her, ask them about this. They know because they do a lot of transactions. They sell about four homes every single week. So they're helping people in all kinds of circumstances at all kinds of price points. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leaven Reinke Realty, 786-3996. What else do we have going on? Don't ask ChatGPT a legal question. There is no attorney-client privilege. That means that that's what you're generating is opinions and evidence.
Or random questions like I've been doing.
Yeah, so, yeah. There's no, you know, doctor-client privilege, doctor-patient privilege. There's no attorney-client privilege. Anything that you do with ChatGPT could eventually be requested in discovery or subpoenaed.
Gianna Gelosi. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says if Democratic House members don't return to Texas by this afternoon, he's going to look to remove them from their jobs. They fled the state to try to stop a vote on new district maps that could give Republicans 5 more House seats.
The tool they're using is a racist, gerrymandered map.
That's House Minority Leader Gene Wu. Many of them went to Chicago, where Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is threatening to fight back by redistricting in favor of Democrats.
All bets are off when the cult leader and, you know, would-be dictator of the United States tells Texas to midstream change the game when they know that they're going to lose in 2026.
Down in South Carolina, Congresswoman Nancy Mace says she's going to run for governor. The current governor is term limited. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 76 degrees, cloudy skies right now. The My Safe Home Florida program opens for applications today. It offers matching grants to qualifying homeowners to protect their structures from hurricane damage in exchange for getting a break on wind mitigation insurance.
Using nails or screws instead of staples make a big difference in reducing storm damage.
That is spokeswoman Elizabeth Hart. That program encourages homeowners to improve their roof-to-wall connectors, secondary water resistance barriers, and upgrade windows, doors, and garage doors. The program has reimbursed nearly 40,000 Floridians for home improvements since it was launched in 2022. A Milton woman has died after a shooting on Friday night. It happened on Pinto Avenue. Officials say responding deputies found a female victim deceased from gunshot wounds. 47-year-old Curtis Marvin Johnson was arrested on second-degree murder charges. He's currently being held without bond at the Santa Rosa County Jail. An investigation is ongoing. Another child has died after that sailboat crash in Miami-Dade County. Family members said yesterday 10-year-old Ari Buckman died from injuries suffered in the crash last week. She was on a sailboat that collided with a barge in Biscayne Bay. Buckman is the third child to die in the crash. A 13-year-old and a 7-year-old were the other two. Another girl who was hurt was released from the hospital last week. All were part of a summer sailing camp at the Miami Yacht Club. The Coast Guard is still investigating that crash. Well, Byron Donalds has another high supporter in his race for governor. Senator Rick Scott announcing that he's endorsing the Republican congressman on Friday. Scott says Donalds is a principled conservative who would lead with courage and conviction and fight on behalf of every Floridian. President Trump already endorsed Donalds for the 2026 race. Governor Ron DeSantis out with a warning. He said Saturday in Orlando at the Florida Freedom Forum that the Republican advantage in the state may not last. He said, quote, "Don't get high on your own supply. There's nothing permanent in politics." The governor warning the Democrats could use ballot referendums to turn Florida into California. It is 8:34 here, News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98 are all flowing smoothly this morning. Not seeing any delays to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We're going to be looking at some scattered showers and thunderstorms today. 60% chance of rain. High today near 88 degrees. Low tonight near 77. For Tuesday, 70% chance of rain. High near 88. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Going into Wednesday, 70% chance of rain, high near 89. And by Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, it's 76 degrees, cloudy skies. Your next news in 30 minutes. Your money now. Markets are up this morning. The Dow is up 290.5 points, 43,879. S&P's up 48.75 points at 62.87. NASDAQ is up 228 points at 28.78. Our 10-year bond rate down a bit, 4.216%. Gold prices up 29.80 at 34.2960. Silver up 44 cents at 37.37. And crypto is mixed with Bitcoin down just about 70 bucks at 114,387. Ethereum's up 76 at 35.88. Solana's up a couple of bucks. Dogecoin up about 0.3 cents. And XRP is up by 11 cents. Thousands of Boeing workers in Missouri and Illinois are on strike today.
This after they rejected Boeing's latest contract offer, which union members say falls short on wages, time off, and retirement benefits. Boeing's final offer included a 20% pay increase over the four-year contract. The workers hitting the picket line mainly built fighter jets and weapon systems. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you very much, Tammy. White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett defending President Trump's decision to fire the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics after a weak jobs report. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Hassett echoed statements made by the president, questioning the accuracy of the numbers reported. Hassett said, quote, "We need a fresh set of eyes at that agency." And Tesla's been ordered to pay $329 million in damages related to a fatal autopilot crash. A jury in Miami found that the company should be held partly liable for the 2019 crash and should compensate the family of the person who died, as well as an injured survivor in the crash. It includes $129 million in compensatory damage and $200 million in punitive damages. It's 8:37. Your next news at 9 a.m. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Okay, so it's going to be about $1,200.
Wait, did you even figure out what was wrong?
Well, my guy said something about the flux capacitor. Oh, and we had some extra parts.
Extra parts? So. That's a no for me.
Don't settle for vague answers and mystery charges. Head to Garage 850 on Sun Valley Drive just off Michigan Avenue. Rusty and his ASE certified crew actually explain what's going on and get it done right. Specials online now at garage850.com.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season. Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
John, it's your favorite topic. It's food related.
Yeah.
You know what today is?
Today is National Fix John Food Day.
No, there's no such thing.
I could try.
You made that up.
No, we didn't.
It's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Oh.
Yum.
Yeah, see what I did there? Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the question of the day, 437-1620. We'll start here and we'll see where it goes because I have other things on this very important subject matter we can talk about. Chocolate chip cookie or chocolate chip cookie dough? 437-1620, 437-1620. Yeah, not both, not like dough before and cookie after. You got to pick which one and not both. John, dough or cooked cookie?
Oh, I'm a dough boy.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I will admit it.
Confirmed over here.
Yeah. I will admit it, man.
Well, when you're eating cookie dough, you can't stop.
No, you can't. You remember
you
those tubes of Pillsbury?
Oh, son, you need to make it homemade. It's so much better
yeah,
than
Nestle's
in the chug.
Toll House homemade cookies right out of the bowl after it'd been blended by the blenders.
Because they're nice and, it's nice and, I don't even know how to describe it. It's got texture. It's like a drop biscuit. It's like, it's just got.
And it's not like the cookie dough and ice cream.
Right. Which
right?
is just a hard chunk of, which is fine.
But
it's good, but
not
it's
not the same.
No, it's not the same. No. Especially the at room temperature.
Yes.
When it's got the butter
it's
and the sugar and it's
the,
just all been
brown sugar.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Meg, what's your answer?
The cookie.
Oh,
actually.
Cooked.
Yes.
Really?
Well, a very specific cookie. The Nestle's Toll House chocolate chip cookie as it's coming right out of the oven. And you put it, and you used to take it and you scoop it up and put it on the little drying rack, cooling rack.
Uh-huh.
Right at that moment when it hits the cooling
when
rack.
When it's somewhere between firm exterior. It's almost like an M&M. It's got the exterior is just a little bit firm. Mm-hmm. But inside, it's almost quite burn your mouth. Melty.
Yes, and the chocolate chips are still kind of melted.
Yeah, yeah, I'm following you on that. 437-1620.
I'm so hungry now.
437-1620. Chocolate chip cookie dough or chocolate chip cookie? It's chocolate chip cookie day. So which one do you want, cookie or dough? I am a dough for sure.
And we do accept deliveries here at the studio.
So I go this far when I make from scratch. When I make from scratch, not the chub. The chub does not count. I mean, it's fine.
Right.
But it from scratch is so much better, John. Mm-hmm. You deserve better.
Well, then bring it to me.
Make it yourself.
No, you bring it to me.
Boys.
You keep saying it, so I'm like, okay, prove it.
I do this, okay? So I make a batch, and then I eat some,
mm-hmm.
and then I bake some, and I save dough out so that I can continue to eat dough over the next couple of days whenever I really feel like having something yummy.
Amen.
That's the way to go. And even it's even so good as my son, my middle son, who's the cook in our family other than me, when he'll make cookies from scratch, of course, because I raised him right, he will ask me, Dad, do you want yours as cookies or as dough?
You have trained him well.
I have.
Wow.
And I will say, well, I'll take a couple of cookies, but you got to give me some of that dough. The dough
yeah.
is the best part for sure. 437-1620. There's all kinds of things about chocolate chip cookies you can fight about, by the way.
What's in them?
Well, one of the things I was surprised to learn is that there are some people with what I can only describe as a very rare recessive mutated defective gene.
Mm-hmm.
They like crunchy chocolate chip cookies. They like them hard. They like them burned. And not burned, but like hard.
I like a crispness to them. I don't like soft cookies.
Well, you want...
Soft cookies are amazing.
I don't like soft cookies.
You just said you like soft, like fresh out of the oven.
Know.
Like the chocolate chip cookie is still... The chocolate chip is still soft.
But it's cooked.
I mean, it's got a little crunch to it.
A little crunch. I'm talking, they like them crispy.
Okay.
They like them the consistency of a matzo. You know, a cracker. They want them to break.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. There are people who want breakable cookies. Not bendable cookies.
I like to bite into it and it has a little crispness to it. I don't like to bite into it and it's like soft.
Yeah, well, I mean, too soft, you can't even pick it up, right? It's just like falls off your fingers.
I don't like it. So. But, yeah.
All right, 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Let's see, somebody here says, I think I really need to try both again and again and again and again before I decide.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah, I really, yeah.
When I was a kid, it was the dough as an adult chocolate chip cookies all day, and I must have milk. Oh, that's another question. What do you drink with them? And milk is the right answer. Mm-hmm. Milk is the right answer. If you drink Coca-Cola with your chocolate chip cookies, just keep that to yourself. Okay? Coffee is an acceptable alternative, but if you try to put orange juice.
Oh, no.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, people
but
do
Coca-Cola's stuff. Good.
Not with a cookie.
Yes, it is.
That's sweet on sweet. You've made a mistake.
No, I haven't.
I'm letting them two have at it.
Girl, boy.
Oh, I know.
Somebody here says 4, 3, 7, 16, 20 cookie, but only if it's still hot and fresh out of the oven. Yes, mm-hmm. Amen. Only if or better if? I'd say better if. I won't say only if. Cookies fresh out of the oven. Who would prefer cold, sticky? Not cold. It's room temperature when you've made it. You've hand kneaded it. Oh, and lick your fingers too, of course. Yeah, obviously. I mean, that's what you do. That's the right way. You're a blender?
What?
You're the beaters? You use the beater or do you use your fingers?
Fingers?
Yeah. Stick your fingers in the dough and make the cookie dough. Yeah.
No.
Oh, yes.
I use a blender.
Trust.
Blender.
Okay. Well,
to initially mix it, and then you mix in when you're mixing in the chips and the nuts and everything else. Yeah, so you use a spoon.
You know, I'm saying this is, I know a better way. John Pickens has traffic on the 5.
Okay,
John?
Now I'm frightened.
Yeah, I know. All right, I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays or accidents to let you know about this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you are thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is an outstanding selection of good quality used cars. Cars that are a year or two, maybe 3 years old, low miles, great condition, you know, 10 to 40,000 miles, and then they're going to warranty it. Up to 100,000 miles or 10 years because they stand by their product. And one of the things that I don't talk about this as much, but Frontier is a great place to sell a good quality used vehicle as well. You know, if you've got a car that you're wanting to get rid of, instead of selling it yourself, however that might be, you know, fun that is to sell somebody a car, go to Frontier and they'll give you a price on it in 15 minutes. And if you want a better price, they can consignment sell it for you. Now, it might take longer, you know, but they need inventory. You need to sell a car. That's a match made right here in Pensacola. See how I didn't say
that?
Anyway.
Frontier.
So they buy cars all the time from individuals, from auctions, from leases that come back, all that kind of stuff. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, back to the text. By the way, I should mention this, News Radar ThreatNet radar shows a pretty significant thunderstorm, lightning storm coming our way. The thunder seems to be migrating east a little bit, so it might get Santa Rosa more than it gets Escambia County. But it's kind of like the misty stuff is on top of us right now, and it's about 20 miles off the coast, headed north by northeast. So just be prepared. Particularly, it looks like Fort Walton is going to get hit pretty hard later on this morning if you're heading over in that area. So today is chocolate chip cookie day, and I'm asking the question, you want dough, raw dough, or do you want cookies? Somebody here says, tough decision. The nostalgia of eating cookie dough off a wood spoon just hits differently. That's true.
It does.
Raised right.
Mm-hmm.
But there is nothing better than a crunchy, crispy, and a glass of milk. Okay, fine. You know, everybody likes their thing. Let's see. A slice of sandwich bread in the Ziploc with your cookies will keep them soft. Okay, for the moisture.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a strategy. I've never seen you do that. Control your gag reflex, Meg. Like she put her tongue out like there was something awful had gotten put in her imaginary palate. Like
soft almost seems to me like it's already go ahead and throw them away, kind of.
Oh, so you really are a crunchy cookie person.
Fresh. Soft seems not fresh to me.
Okay. Right. Somebody here says Oreos and a Miller Lite.
Oh.
Okay.
The record player just went.
You know what? I can make that work in my head, except I'd pick a better beer. But I can make Oreo cookies and a beer work in my head. It's contrast. It's interesting. Cookies got to be from Jersey Mike's, says TJ. All right, fair enough. Jonathan says, I like my cookies crispy. My wife likes them super soft. It's always a debate if we're going to leave the cookies in for 13 or 17 minutes. LOL. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, there's a way to solve this. You take some out at 13 and you take some out at 17. Then everybody can be happy. That's not that
hard.
Look
at you, problem solver.
Oh, look at me saving a marriage.
I know.
Let's see. A cold glass of chocolate milk.
You're pushing it with the chocolate.
And warm, because chocolate on chocolate, it's, you know, repetitive.
Oh, but hot cocoa with chocolate chip cookies is pretty good at Christmas time.
You've got this, like, sweet on top of sweet thing going that I just can't get behind.
Yeah.
All right.
Can you say sugar addict?
Cold glass of chocolate milk and warm just out of the oven. Dollhouse chocolate chip cookies. Oh, I think it's Toll House and probably voice to text me at Dollhouse. Dollhouse chocolate chip cookies. That sounds funny.
I was like, wow.
All right. I'm going to leave us with this.
Oh, boy.
Oh, here we go.
No. Just trust me. Do I like food?
Yes.
Candy, do I like food?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Don't eat any.
Okay. So, somebody says warm cookies with ice cream. Vanilla ice cream is a great accompaniment to chocolate chip cookies. Chocolate chip cookies, dough or cookie? Chocolate chip cookie, dough or chocolate chip cookie cooked?
Do you eat the dough?
Dough, yeah. And she gave a look of disdain for any other answer. I agree with that.
Who said cookie in here?
Well, Meg.
I did.
Okay. No.
Thank you, sister.
Hear me out. You're going to think, if you haven't, you're going to think I'm crazy. But if you have, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about.
Too late.
The correct, best, can't even argue with me, mix in for chocolate chip cookies is not chocolate chips.
What?
It's M&M's.
No. I'm sorry.
Nope.
Have you ever had it?
It's a different cookie.
Yes.
Did
I like it? Nope. Just being honest.
It's a different cookie.
You wanted honesty here.
That's not a chocolate chip cookie, then. It's a it's a cookie, M&M cookie.
It's 100% superior.
Nope.
To a chocolate chip cookie.
No.
But you know what? If you make it, I'll eat it for you.
What, me eat free food? No.
Right.
Yes, I will.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Summer Restaurant Week, Jackson's and Julia, a festive Ferragosto celebration, Atlas Beverage Class, and the world is your oyster. Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I am so tired of dealing with incompetence. It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
Mister, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
I told you that earlier today, the Chicago Scream Club was the funniest story of the day.
Right.
I may have one that's better.
Wait.
I may have a story that's even more entertaining than the Chicago Scream Club, where they all get together and experience their catharsis and their hugging and their touching and their, you know, whoa. They do multiple screams and it's a safe space for your screams and all that. No. This is... I take you now to, oh, where did this happen? I didn't have it right in front of me. It's a Trader Joe's, and the Trader Joe's that they did this at was, where was this? Oakland, California.
Okay.
At the Trader Joe's in Oakland, California.
What?
They had an in-store funeral inn for the chickens.
Here today to mourn the untimely death of the chickens whose bodies are here behind us. Chickens who were slaughtered at Purdue's Petaluma Poultry Slaughterhouse. We are here to honor their lives because no one else is.
They're having a protest at the Trader Joe's against the cruelty of Purdue Farms, and so they're having a funeral service for all of the chickens that are behind them. And I cannot make this up. They're holding up pictures of chickens, and they're putting little chicken casket drapes on the chicken packages, for lack of a better word. And they had a little, I don't know, some kind of an Eastern mystic there with his, you know, they make those noise bowls where they put the pestle around the edge of the bowl and they make the sound.
It's California. You. Oh.
Funeral service in honor of the poor chicken corpses. They
say
to
go to KFC and do that.
A funeral was held inside a Trader Joe's in Oakland, California, to honor chickens who were abused and killed by Purdue's Petaluma Poultry, a cruel company that supplies chicken bodies.
Oh my goodness!
And yummy they are. The Trader Joe's. Thousands of people have asked Trader Joe's. This is their statement, to cut ties with Petaluma Poultry, according to Paris Hilton. Oh, sorry, including Paris Hilton has asked. But so far, if Paris Hilton says do it, they won't even engage in dialogue with animal cruelty investigators. You ready? The chickens are survived by thousands of relatives.
No. The chicken eggs that
the
we eat.
The chickens are survived by thousands of relatives.
Oh, my goodness.
Which are currently also in line to be slaughtered.
Finger looking good,
oh,
baby.
Oh, my goodness. It just makes me want chicken nugs. Give me some saucy nugs and some wings. John Pickens had traffic on the fives.
I really can't. I'm. You had to, didn't you?
I did.
All right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, 90, 98, 29, 9 mile are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Oh, they're called a singing bowl, apparently. It's called a singing. I didn't know. I don't know. I don't know such things. I try to know as much as I can, but I can't know it. I can't know it all.
it's California, bro.
Somebody says, I wish I was there. I'd have bought twice as much chicken than I was planning to. People are idiots. They need to be on transgressors.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. To go along with your story, your funny story of the day, as the law enforcement officer in a small town in North Carolina, I once had to stand by while town members held a funeral for a tree that had fallen because it was old. It was not the highlight of my career. Oh,
wow.
Man.
We thank you for your service.
Yeah, that's the best. Know. All right. 437-1620. Hey, if you are a company, you have employees, you're an employer, you got to deal with benefits, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resources, you know, payroll, all of that stuff. If it's going great, great. I don't want to, you know, disrupt something that's working. But if it's not working right, or if you just wonder if there's a better way, or you maybe think there's a way to save money or give people options, give Torgerson Consulting a call. Just give them a call and say, hey, Andrew's always talking about you. He says you guys are awesome. Would you come look at what I'm doing and see if we can do it better? And if they come in and then you can't do it better, and you say, okay, cool. And if they can, then you can say, okay, let's do that. Let's try it. I mean, maybe they can't. I don't know. But maybe they can. It's no obligation to have them look. So if you're irritated or fed up or just kind of curious, give them a call. We've been working with them here for about 4 years here at News Radio and Cat Country, and they're great. I mean, I never thought I'd be the guy to be like, listen, I got this HR company. But they are just, they're fantastic. What can I tell you? More than 20 years in business here locally, 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. 858 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? No, I'm not doing any of that. Michelle Salzman has basically said the same thing that I was saying last week about this tax increase in Escambia County for the schools. Like, your customer base is down and you want to increase the taxes? Explain that logic to her. And, I mean, you know, I agree with her concern. She says, at a time when inflation and cost of living are already straining household budgets, we should be looking for ways to do more with less, not asking families to pay more. Yeah, and remember, I guess I had forgotten, and so I hadn't connected the dots, but not only did the Escambia School District raise the millage by a half mil, which we can talk about the particulars of that decision, but the reality is they did, but also Escambia County Commissioners raised the MSBU for fire. You remember that? That about doubled. So that's another 100 and a quarter, I think, for a household. I'm going on memory here, but I think it's about that much. So depending on the size of your house, you got a half mil increase on your school board, and, you know, you've also got a MSBU increase, which, again, on the particulars of that decision, I'm not sure that it's a terrible decision, but that's a property tax increase. So both the school board and the Escambia County Commissioners raised your property taxes this year. Just, you might agree with the decision, you might disagree with the decision, but that's what was done. So factor that however you will.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay.